morning, I looked at the gospel passage and thought, how many times have I read that these 3 weeks, I guess? I would think, not this one, but the one that was set from Luke about shepherds and angels and all of that. And I thought, quite a lot. So I thought I'd be really selfish and not read that and read the passage from John, which I haven't read very much at all. But partly because, as I was thinking about this, well, what is it's that classic thing. It's Christmas Day. What do you say? Really? It's quite hard. But then I was just musing on it, and these words, full of grace and truth, kept coming into my mind. Full of grace and truth. Well, what does that really mean? Full of grace and truth. And they're both positive words. Grace, the giving of yourself, of being generous, of giving to others who don't deserve it, and truth. Very important, very deep words, actually. And then I thought, well, what might illuminate those words? And there's reading from Titus, and although it's one of the readings set for Christmas Day, I'm not sure that we've used it very often. But it's a really amazing summary of the gospel. I don't know if you noticed as Hamish was reading it, some of the really strong positive words that are in there. Kindness, love, mercy, saved, renewal, generously. And they're all words really that sum up grace. I love this. When the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared. Isn't that a wonderful phrase? A wonderful thing. We could sit and think about that for hours. I could. But God our Saviour showed kindness and love in sending Jesus. We could kind of stop there, really. I'm tempted, but I won't. But kindness and love of God. And so many people have this idea of God as being this grumpy old man in the sky who's out to catch us out all the time. The Bible doesn't really display or portray God like that at all. It's more likely to speak of God's kindness and love. And that's really a summary of grace, actually. Kindness and love. But there's truth in there too. He saved us, not because of the righteous things we'd done, because we can't earn God's favor. Love that phrase, that there's nothing we can do to make God love us more, and there's nothing we can do to make God love us less. Which isn't in the Bible exactly, but it kind of sums up the truth of the gospel. Because God loves us, whoever we are, and whatever we've done, he still loves us. He doesn't necessarily approve of what we've done, but he still loves us. He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. So there's truth and grace just there. How did he do that? He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. Had Jesus not come in that really risky, some might say foolish plan of salvation, had he not come as a tiny baby, vulnerable to all kinds of illness and accident and all those things that could so easily have derailed God's plan of salvation, had he not come, we wouldn't be here this morning. B, we would have no idea about what God is like. And C, we would have no hope. So this festival of Christmas, this celebration of God's kindness and love, is a wonderful thing because it celebrates God with us, Emmanuel, God with us in vulnerability, God with us in self-emptying, God with us in our flesh. and why, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. When we speak of Jesus being full of grace and truth, we're speaking of Jesus being all of God. God's graciousness, his giving of himself to us who never deserve it, never will deserve it, never could deserve it, but also truth, being honest and realistic about our condition before God and our need of a Savior. The theme today is the gift at Christmas. What's the gift? Well, it's obvious, it's God. It's God himself in the person of Jesus. That's the main gift. But the blessing for us in that gift is God with us and is an inheritance. An inheritance, co-heirs with Christ, Paul says elsewhere in the New Testament. An inheritance into the life of God himself. We're justified by his grace. We're made right with him through no good deed of our own, just through God's grace, just through his generosity, just through his kindness and love. And because of that, we become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. So there's grace. And there's truth. We can trust God's promises. Because Jesus is not only a demonstration and a personification of the grace of God, he's also a demonstration and a personification of the truth of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Stand. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.